Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Wednesday, April 6th. Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland bought her new budget shoes ahead of tomorrow's unveiling of the federal budget. It's a tradition for the finance minister to buy new shoes ahead of the event. The story goes that whatever the minister buys will represent what kind of budget will be unveiled, whether that's new shoes, old shoes, Canadian-made, or some other feature. This year, she visited a shoe store in person and bought black high heels. Last year, she tweeted a photo of black heels that were made in Canada from her backyard in the interest of pandemic-related distancing. The budget is expected to include a surtax on banks that profited during the pandemic. Other key items may include green energy projects, first steps of a dental care program as promised to the NDP, and a possible boost of defense spending. Leona Aleslev has announced her bid for the leadership of the Federal Conservative Party. The former Aurora Oak Ridges Richmond Hill MP joins at least 10 others who have said they're running for the leadership so far. A former military officer and consultant, Aleslev crossed the floor from the Liberals to the Conservatives in 2018. She was re-elected as a Conservative in 2019 and lost the seat in 2021. The United States says it's putting full sanctions on the daughters of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov's wife and daughter are also being sanctioned, as well as members of Russia's Security Council. The U.S. is also banning new investment in Russia and says it's escalating the financial shock by imposing full blocking sanctions on Russia's largest financial institution, Sberbank, and its largest private bank, Alpha Bank. South Bruce Peninsula Council has approved a $746,000 tender for the reconstruction of Spring Creek Road. Harold Sutherland Construction will be doing the work. It will involve reconstruction of about 4.5 kilometers of the road from Highway 6 in Hepworth to Allenford Road. 7 culverts will be replaced and the road will be paved. The project will start as early as May with the aim of completing the work by the end of June. A plan to create 4 beach volleyball courts in Kincardine is getting support. It was given the green light at Kincardine Committee of the Whole this week, but will need to be approved by council at the next meeting on April 20th. The Kincardine Outdoor Volleyball Association wants to build the courts at Station Beach at the north side of the Rotary Snack Shack for an estimated project cost of $63,000. Director of Community Services, Jane Jagaleski.
The area next to the Snack Shack on the north side checked off the amenities that they required in order to accommodate 4 courts. Has far more amenities than the other areas that were considered.
The project would be funded through the municipality's contingency reserve. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 142 points to 21,788. The Dow Jones is down 144 points. Our dollar is trading at 79.79 U.S. cents, down 33 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $97.06, down $4.90 a barrel. In sports, 5 games in the NHL tonight. 3 Canadian teams are in action. The Winnipeg Jets host the Detroit Red Wings, Calgary visits the Anaheim Ducks, and the Vancouver Canucks are in Vegas to face the Golden Knights. Tomorrow, the Toronto Maple Leafs play on the road against the Dallas Stars after yesterday's 7-6 overtime loss to the Florida Panthers. Sauble Beach native Curtis McDermott has agreed to a 2-year contract extension with the Colorado Avalanche. The 28-year-old defenseman has appeared in 54 games for the West leading Avs this season. Tonight's lone game in the Ontario Hockey League is in Saginaw. The Spirit host the London Knights. Next game for the Owen Sound Attack is Friday in London. Meantime, the Ottawa Senators and Ottawa Sports and Entertainment Group have reportedly partnered to enter a bid to host the 2023 World Junior Hockey Championship. Bruce Garriock of Post Media reports there are several other potential hosts working on bids for the 2023 tournament. Kitchener and London, apparently, among others in Ontario with interest. And in the NBA, the playoff-bound Toronto Raptors will have an eye on the Chicago Bulls-Boston Celtics matchup tonight. The Raptors are a half game up on Chicago for 5th in the East. Tomorrow, Toronto takes on the Philadelphia 76ers. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.